Now we've got a special guest just joined us. We have now it's Roger Sixsmith.
Yes.
And you are from you are Mr. Central Garage, aren't you?
That's it. Yes. And I do have a partner, Gary Spencer.
Right. Okay. Because we've only just met. But obviously Central Garage has been there since, you've just said, 1975?
We started in Freshwater January the 2nd, 1971.
Wow.
And we moved to Newport in for January the 2nd, 1975. Yes.
And we just got talking out there, and I remember working for a company called Hunt Ward Boat Company, and one of my first jobs was putting some stuff in a keel, some weighty stuff in a keel that was in Central Garage. I'm pretty sure it was 1982. And does that ring any bells?
Yes, it does. That was Ronnie Truscott, my previous partner, who unfortunately now is deceased. But that was his second boat. He built a steel boat on the site of the present Central Garage. But before that, he'd actually built in the Freshwater Central Garage a fiberglass boat.
Wow.
So it was his second boat.
Crikey. And that was one of my first ever jobs. So we've got a connection there.
Yes.
So you've been there right in prime position for, you know, Lord knows how many years. And you're doing okay.
I'm sort of semi-retired. I do 2.5 days a week now because I'm 71. And I thought, crikey, I really need a bit more time off, you know.
Yeah, look, about 55.
Thank you very much. Well, I shaved off my beard when I was 60. Because right. It went grey and made me look 70.
So I know the shapes of the cars have changed over the last, but we really like this one that's we had a look at. We walked by your place the other day, didn't know you were coming in. It was just I only found out afterwards, and I thought, how spooky is that? You've got like there's a new soft typey type thing that's just come out, or has it been out for a couple of years?
There's C3, which has just been launched, the new, entirely new C3, and probably the one you saw with the soft sides that you can people open doors onto and it doesn't damage the car. That's C4 Cactus.
No, it's a soft roof.
Oh, soft roof.
Yeah, it's a soft roof.
I'm with you. I thought you meant soft sides.
Yeah, no, not soft sides. No, that's me.
soft roofs, yes. We've got two, actually. DS3, you can get a convertible one of those, and the C1, so you can get a tiny car with a soft roof.
Brilliant. And are they, because some of them, I mean, some of the cars you do, there's small engines, they're smaller on emissions, the tax and
yes.
So on, and insurance as well.
Yes, the tax goes up next month. On all these cars that have been nil tax, there's a hike coming for us all if you buy a car in April rather than this month.
Crikey.
And this month is the plate change month, as probably a lot of people know.
Did it always used to be in August?
It originally started in August, but the motor traders all complained that all the staff were on holiday, and it was a huge problem to actually logistics,
right?
And so they split it into two.
Oh wow.
In one in the winter, March, and one in the summer, they made September, the late summer.
Okay.
And September 1, generally the manufacturers are just starting to bring out next year's model. So you run out the old ones. It's all very convenient. And maybe there's a few in the end of September which are the slightly updated models.
Did it make things easier for you?
Yes.
It did?
Yes.
So you agreed with it?
Yes, it does make things logistically easier. August became a nightmare. Because all the staff are on holiday.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
I think cars have changed so much over the years. I always remember the old Citroens. They had their... my bosses, my then bosses, the boatyard peeps, they had two Citroens. They had one each. And you'd get in, you'd start it up, and the car would rise.
Yes.
And obviously that doesn't happen anymore, does it?
The suspension is still occasionally used on the top of the range models, but really what's happened, normal suspensions and particularly shock absorber settings and things like that have moved on, like so many things in life.
Yeah.
Technology has moved on, that the old system was very good but expensive, and now things are more straightforward.
Okay. But my wife has said to me, she said, our next car is, I'm not just saying this, she wants a Citroen because she fell in love with that soft top that I was telling you about.
Yes.
The smaller one. And that's the car she wants next. And that's what she's told me. That's what we're having. You don't get a choice in it. So that's what we're going to be doing. Is that flying out the door at the moment?
C1's selling very well, yes.
Is that the one that sells the most? Is that that's the smallest one, C1?
Yes. And obviously the island's a small car place, and the C1 is probably the top seller. This coming month, though, March, with our new C3, probably the new C3 is the top seller.
Okay.
And as I say, we've got a lot of advance orders for it. Which is nice and comfortable, isn't it?
And you must know, you say comfortable. When you're buying a new car, you've got to be comfortable with who you're buying a new car from. And because you've been so established now for so long, and you have been in the same place, there's not too many people that can say they've been in the same place for X amount of years. And I would imagine that people got, they come in and they're more comfortable with the fact that, you've been there for years.
Also, we are a relatively small garage. We're not a group of garages. And as I say, until I went on semi-retirement, 2.5 days a week, the directors were on the premises at least 5 days a week. And I think that's, you don't have to refer something to a manager, or if there's a problem, you can sort it out immediately. And it's like a family business, but it's not actually a family business. there's two directors and shareholders.
What's your favourite Citroen car ever?
Well, when I got to 70, I actually bought a C5 estate because it's good for all your hobbies, the gardening, rubbish down the tip, bits of boats. There's nothing like an estate car, really, and it's a nice big estate car. And although people don't like diesel nowadays, the modern diesels are very, not only are they economical, but they're actually quite friendly, which is not what the papers say.
Well, you wouldn't go back to something. You wouldn't go back to an oldie then, an oldie but a goodie.
I think if I hadn't got another hobby or two, I'd rebuild a 2CV.
Right.
The old 2CV, yeah. Citroen. Yes.
Sounds like fun.
I think that was a masterstroke of simple engineering, typical old-fashioned way of doing things, dead simple, but actually amazing.
I mean, probably the most popular car around at the moment is it the C1, and yes, they get mixed up with the Peugeot. Can you just clear something out? They're not the same car. They're not the same, but they look the same.
Yes, the C1 is built in the Czech Republic,
right?
And the factory is co-owned by Citroën, Peugeot, and Toyota.
Oh, right. Okay.
And the Ego is a Toyota, but they are the same.
They are the same. Even though there's slight differences, isn't there? Only slight, but they do just because you could drive by and you think
the differences are in the external bodywork and the trim.
Okay,
but the mechanicals absolutely identical.
All right. Okay. So obviously there you are. You're based Riverway, and you've been there since 1905. You've been here. I often walk by and I say to my wife, I did something to a boat in that building there, and she said, "What do you mean? It's a garage. What are you on about?"
Well, there was a gap between our premises and the premises next door,
right?
And in fact, it got filled in for our car preparation and valeting in 1989.
Right.
So it's a long time ago.
It is a long time ago. So we've established that, you're a lover of the newer type car rather than the oldie, so...
No, I like old cars, actually.
Ah, right. Okay, now we're talking. So go on, other than a Citroen?
I've been driving World War II Jeeps now for 52 years.
Wow.
My first Jeep I had when I was 19. And they were 25 quid. Pulled them off a farm, got them going, used them for a year, sold them for 50 quid. But like all these things, they've got very dear. This one I have, I bought in 1971-72, renovated it, and we used to go trialling in it because they weren't worth any money. It finally gave up in about 1988. So about 2.5 years ago, I thought, well, the 70th anniversary of D-Day is coming up. I've never taken it anywhere, and it won't go anywhere, so I stripped it to the chassis for the second time, and I did the work. It wasn't a garage job or anything like that. It was ready about 4 days before the anniversary of D-Day, and it was booked on a boat to France, and off we went.
Oh, wow. How incredible. You must have some wonderful stories. I mean, we've only just touched the tip of the iceberg here, but would you come back and talk some more?
Yeah, certainly.
Because I find it absolutely fascinating to talk to someone who's... There's obviously got some stories to tell, and I mean, just going over to France in a clapped-out old banger. To restore something there, I mean, you're not just a salesperson, you're obviously a talent as well. You know how things work, obviously.
Yeah, well, I did an apprenticeship... mainly shop floor, so yeah, I'm a time served mechanic.
How does that differ now? Because obviously people say,
people are still very good with their hands. Yes, very skilled.
Because
our guys' tool cabinets are worth sort of £7,000 or £8,000 worth of tools in them.
I would imagine.
Although computers play a big part,
yeah,
things are still mechanical.
And
they need people who are good with their hands.
Good. Do you have a? I'm just thinking now, because in the last couple of days, a new car's been announced for is it Mercedes for the Formula One? Do you follow Formula One, or is that not, you know?
Yes. Ever since.
Ever since,
what's his name? Yeah. Hamilton. I've gone blank.
Yeah,
it's an age problem.
Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Ever since he went into it and was clearly, again, a very skilled guy.
Yeah.
I have followed it again, but I got bored with it before that. I think a lot of people did, and now that Bernie Eccleston has gone, I think Formula One will be more heavily promoted.
Yeah.
Might be good, might be not so good.
The
Americans have got a hand in it, and sometimes that isn't a brilliant idea.
No, but perhaps it would be better than what it was, because I think, you know, some people thought Bernie Eccleston was ruining it and had ruined it, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll see what the next 12 months brings. And,
yes.
Fascinating to talk to you, really is. I could talk to you
for
a lot more, but I'll just say, for instance, if...
I might start repeating myself, and again, old age.
Yeah, you and me both. But if, just say, for instance, you're looking for a new car, something that's economical. Something that's I love the new the C1 with the soft top thing.
Yes.
I love that car. My wife loves it as well. I'm not sort of saying getting too excited about it because I'm playing it down, but I probably like it as much as she does. And it's an economical motor. If you're after an economical car, it's the perfect one for you.
Most cars now are very economical.
Yeah.
Particularly on longer runs, but of course the Island is a short run place, but still they're economical.
Yeah, they are. And come and see you.
Yes.
So is there a website we can go and have a look at?
Central Garage. If you dial in Central Garage Isle of Wight.
Okay, it's easy,
and up it all comes. Yes.
And there it is.
Or you can go in via Citroën's website.
Okay.
And in a couple of months' time, Citroën haven't got any crossover type cars, or what's termed an SUV, sport utility vehicles, we're actually launching in a couple of months' time Subaru, which is one of the original four-wheel drive cars, and we'll be making an announcement, obviously, in various places.
You're supposed to be taking it easy.
Yeah.
You're down there 2 days a week.
Yeah, my wife's fed up with me.
All right, already. Go back to work. Well, I wish you all the success in the world for that. And
thank you.
Please come back and tell us all about it.
Yeah, we'll do.
And it's really nice to have met you, and really
love
to chat. Come back and tell us some more of your stories as well. Thank you.
Okay.